This program has been recorded for visually and print impaired audiences for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I'm your host, Charles Wayne Christensen. And today you'll be hearing about theater productions with audio description and movies with descriptive video. Up first will be live theater productions with audio description being offered in the Triangle and Triad areas. Audio description guides the listener with concise, objective commentary of scenes, settings, costumes, body language, and sight gags, both before the action begins and slipped in between dialogue or songs. The patron wears an earpiece to hear trained narrators describe the visual events on the stage. Several local theaters offer live performances with audio description. This service is provided by Arts Access and the theaters at no cost beyond the standard ticket prices. I'll do a list first of audio described dramas and the audio described drama time and date. I'll then get into the details of each of these productions. First up, we have James and the Giant Peach at Raleigh Little Theater, April 30th at 5 p.m. Chicago at Durham Performing Arts Center, May the 13th at 8 p.m. A Piece of My Heart at Raleigh Little Theater, May the 14th at 3 p.m. The Neverending Story at Cary Arts Center, May the 14th at 3 p.m. Caroline or Change at Cape Fear Regional Theater, May the 18th at 7:30 p.m. Matilda at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, May the 27th at 2 p.m. Finding Neverland at Durham Performing Arts Center, May the 27th at 8 p.m. We have James and the Giant Peach at the Raleigh Little Theater, April the 21st through April the 30th. The audio described time is April the 30th at 5 p.m. That is at the Canty V. Sutton Theater at 301 Pogue Street, Raleigh. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster at RaleighLittleTheater.org. When James is sent by his conniving aunts to chop down their old fruit tree, he discovers a magic potion which results in a tremendous peach. The peach launches James on a journey of enormous proportions. He finds himself among human-sized insects with equally oversized personalities, and he embarks on a dangerous voyage. Thanks to James' quick wit and creative thinking, the residents learn to live and work together as a family. From the book by Roald Dahl, dramatized by Richard R. George, it is directed by Kathleen Rudolph. Tickets are available now. You can get them online at RaleighLittleTheater.org or from the box office at 919-821-3111. Group sales are also available from the box office. James and the Giant Peach is part of the RLT Youth Series. Tickets start at $11 for children and under 12, and adults is $17. All performances are wheelchair accessible. Assisted living devices are available for all performances, along with a hearing loop. Support is provided by the Produce Box. Chicago at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Chicago still glitters hypnotically, said Ben Brandley of the New York Times. There's never been a better time to experience Chicago, Broadway's razzle-dazzle smash. This triumphant hit musical is a recipient of 6 Tony Awards, 2 Oliver Awards, a Grammy, thousands of standing ovations, and now the number one longest-running American musical in Broadway history. Chicago has everything that makes Broadway great. A universal tale of fame, fortune, and all that jazz, one show-stopping song after another, and the most astonishing dancing you'll ever see. It's no surprise that Chicago has wowed audiences from Mexico City to Moscow, from Sao Paulo to South Africa, and now it's coming to Durham. Whether you're looking for your first Broadway musical, whether you've seen the Academy Award-winning film and want to experience the show live on stage, or whether you've ever seen it before, you want to recapture the magic Chicago always delivers. Friday, May the 12th through Sunday, May the 14th, The assisted living performance is May the 13th at 8 p.m. You can find tickets online at dpacnc.com, ticketmaster.com, or the Ticket Center at DPAC. In person or by phone at 919-680-2787. Tickets start at $35 plus fees and taxes and go way up. Content advisory. The show contains strong language and adult themes, not recommended for children or preteens. Parental discretion is advised. A Piece of My Heart at the Raleigh Little Theater, May the 14th at 3 p.m. That's the assisted performance. A Piece of My Heart is a historical drama. It runs totally from May the 5th through May the 21st at the Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are available at RaleighLittleTheater.org. It's written by Shirley Laro, a powerful true drama of six women who went to Vietnam, nurses, a Red Cross volunteer, and a USO country western singer. The latter is booked to entertain the troops by an unscrupulous agent. Following each young woman's journey before, during, and after her tour in Vietnam in a war-torn nation, it was named the most enduring play on Vietnam in the nation by the Vietnam Vets Association, directed by Mia Self. Tickets are adults for $24, seniors and students at $20, and the first Sunday is $15 for all. Seniors are age 62 and up. This project is supported by the NC Arts Council, a division of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, supported by a grant from the Paul Green Foundation, serving the arts and human rights since 1982 in Chapel Hill. A Piece of My Heart is part of the American Red Cross Eastern North Carolina region's 100th anniversary celebration. To any soldier, on Thursday, May the 11th at 6 p.m. in the lobby, meet Catherine Watson Quigg, an author of To Any Soldier, a novel of Vietnam letters. Catherine will talk about the novel, and several of the letters from the book will be performed by local actors. There will be a panel discussion with Larry Hines and James R. Wilson on Thursday, May the 18th at 7 p.m. in the lobby. Patrick Torres, who is the RLT Artistic Director, will interview Larry Hines, a Red Cross volunteer, or Donut Dolly in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969, and James R. Wilson, a journalist and Army press officer in Vietnam, and author of Landing Zones, Southern Veterans Remember Vietnam, to breathe real-life experiences into the characters of A Piece of My Heart. No ticket or reservation is required. The Neverending Story at Cary Arts Center. The Neverending Story is about lonely Bastion, who discovers a strange book and begins to read. In the story, young Etro must stop at the Nothing from destroying Fantastica. Etro's quest is dangerous and difficult, but just when it seems he will fail, Bastion suddenly joins the party. Bastion realizes his imagination can save Fantastica, and that he is not alone after all. The author, Michael Ende, who lived from 1929 to 1995, was one of the most popular and famous German authors of the 20th century. His works have been translated into more than 40 languages, sold more than 35 million copies, and have been adapted as motion pictures, stage plays, operas, and audiobooks. It runs May the 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m., May the 14th at 3 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center. That May 14th at 3 p.m. is the assisted listening performance. Those prices are adults at $10, students at $8, along with seniors, children 5 and under $5. At the door, those $10 subject to availability. You can get those tickets at the Town of Cary box office. It's located in the lobby of the Cary Theater. Or you can call at 919-462-2055, or you can buy those tickets online at etix.com. That's E-T-I-X.com. Matilda at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Bloomberg News said, Welcome to the deliriously amusing, malevolent, heartwarming, head-spinning world of Matilda, the musical. You won't want to leave. Winner of 50 international awards, including a Tony Award, and one of the biggest hits on Broadway, Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Rolling Stone calls this show, hands down, the best musical of the season. Based on the beloved novel by Roald Dahl, Matilda continues to thrill sold-out audiences of all ages on Broadway and London's West End. The Wall Street Journal says the makers of Matilda have done the impossible, triumphantly. It is smart, sweet, zany, and a stupendous fun. You can find Matilda at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. The schedule is Tuesday, May the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. through Sunday, May the 28th at 7:30 p.m. The assisted listening performance is Saturday, May the 27th at 2 p.m. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. They range from $85 to a low of $25 plus fees. You can call the box office also at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Finding Neverland at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Winner Best Musical Audience Choice Award. Finding Neverland is Broadway's biggest new hit and winner of Broadway.com's Audience Choice Award for Best Musical. This breathtaking smash captures a kid at heart, says Time Magazine. Faux cheers. It is a must-see. You'll remember it for years to come. Directed by visionary Tony winner Diane Paulus, Finding Neverland tells the incredible story behind one of the world's most beloved characters, Peter Pan. Playwright J.M. Barrie struggles to find inspiration until he meets four young brothers and their beautiful widowed mother. Spellbound by the boys' enchanting make-believe adventures, he sets out to write a play that will astound London theatergoers. With a little mix of pixie dust and a lot of faith, Barry takes this monumental leap, leaving his old world behind for Neverland, where nothing is impossible and the wonder of childhood lasts forever. The magic of Barry's classical tale springs spectacularly to life in this heartwarming theatrical event. Finding Neverland is, quote, far and away the best musical of the year, says NPR. The performances for that are Tuesday, May the 23rd through Sunday, May the 28th. You can find tickets online at dpacnc.com, ticketmaster.com, or at the Ticket Center at DPAC, in person or by phone at 919-680-2787. Tickets are from $40 to $135 for the best seat, plus fees. The DPAC, or the Durham Performing Arts Center, is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. There's an interesting content advisory on this. It is recommended for all audiences, including couples, parents, grandchildren, and kids alike. Enjoy the show. Durham Performing Arts Center, Theater in the Park, and the Carolina Ballet have all committed to offer audio description for performances. Some are for specific performances, and some can be scheduled by request. For specific performances, venues that set a regular audio description calendar collaborate with Arts Access to figure out what days and times would be best to offer the service. Key factors in choosing those dates set include: the tickets for certain performances are less expensive than other days, thus enabling more people to attend, and certain performances take time when there is better public transportation. By request, the likelihood that a venue can provide you with descriptive services or an interpreter increase if you give at least 2 weeks' notice, you are flexible as to which date you can attend, you follow through and attend the performances as requested, and when possible, you find additional users prior to your request. When you arrive at the theater, look for the Arts Access audio description table in the lobby to pick up your headset to get any further instructions. The North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date, in any theater, for any film that has audio description encoded into the film. This innovative new technology is part of the audio description project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in seeing has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. To learn more about other theaters and films with audio description all over Wake County, in North Carolina, or the United States, please visit the Audio Description Project on the web. There is no charge for audio description services beyond the cost of regular admission for the performances. Now let's talk about some of those movies. The Fate of the Furious. The latest installment of the Fast and Furious franchise welcomes two-time Oscar winner actress Charlize Theron playing Cypher, the latest villain to torment Dominic Toretto and his crew. While Helen Mirren joins the cast after publicly lobbying for a role to sate her real-life love of racing, Fast 8 also stars Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Ludacris, Jordana Brewster, Kurt Russell, Nathaniel Emmanuel, Jason Statham, and Scott Eastwood. Directed by F. Gary Gray, who directed Straight Outta Compton, PG-13, the Rotten Tomato critics at 72%, those in the audience they want to see at 96%, including yours truly. Lee Grimblatt of Entertainment Weekly said, "Thankfully, it's frequently also much funnier and lighter on its feet than previous outings, and a lot of credit goes to Statham and Johnson, whose love-hate bromance feels like real core of the movie." Tom Huddleston of Time Out said, "A soap opera that just happens to cost millions of dollars and features souped-up sports cars jumping over submarines." Next up, we have Boss Baby. DreamWorks Animation and director of Madagascar invites you to meet a most unusual baby. He wears a suit, speaks with the voice and wit of Alec Baldwin, and stars in the animated comedy The Boss Baby. The Boss Baby is a hilariously universal story about how a new baby's arrival impacts a family, told from the point of a delightfully unreliable narrator, a wildly imaginative 7-year-old named Tim. With a sly, heart-filled message about the importance of family, The Boss Baby is an authentic and broadly appealing original comedy for all ages. Rated PG, this animated film was looked forward to by audiences at 91%. Michael Retzstaffen of Hollywood Reporter said words like inventive and inspired are very rarely applied to the parade of cookie-cutter animated features that pass through the multiplex each year, but The Boss Baby proves a refreshing exception. David Elreich of IndieWire said The Boss Baby might pacify kids, but this dirty diaper of a movie is further proof that Hollywood animation is in need of a change. Going in style. Oscar winner Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and Alan Arkin team up in a lifelong buddies Willie, Joe, and Al who decide to buck retirement and step off the straight and narrow. For the first time in their lives, when their passion fund becomes a corporate casualty, they are desperate to pay the bills and come through for their loved ones. The three risk it all by embarking on a daring bid to knock off the very bank that absconded with their money. Critics weren't looking forward to this one much at 45%, but the audiences at 62% were a little nicer. The consensus review was, despite the considerable talent of its leads, Going in Style is light on laughs and plays it safe far too often. Peter Rainier of the Christian Science Monitor said, "Yes, it's good to see these wonderful actors get together in, well, almost anything. But this broken-down jalopy of a movie is not, to put it charitably, an ideal vehicle." The Promise. Empires fall, loves survive, when Michael, played by Oscar Isaac, a brilliant medical student, meets Anna, played by Charlotte Laban. Their shared Armenian heritage sparks an attraction that explodes into a romantic rivalry between Michael and Anna's boyfriend, Chris, played by Christian Bale, a famous American photojournalist dedicated to exposing political truth. As the Ottoman Empire crumbles into war-torn chaos, their conflicting passions must be deferred while they join forces to get their people to safety and survive themselves. The Promise is directed by Academy Award-winning filmmaker Terry George. It is rated PG-13. It's April 21st release date. Rotten Tomato critics at 31%, those in the audience that wanted to see it at 80%. Linda Holmes of NPR said, "It's a brutal war film, but it returns over and over to its ultimately unsatisfying romantic plot." Joseph Falcone, from the website that We Got This Covered, "Stagnant, contrived, and oh so boring, The Promise is nothing but a perfectly good waste of Christian Bale and Oscar Isaac's towering abilities." Disney Nature, Born in China. Disney Nature's new true-life adventure film, Born in China, takes an epic journey into the wilds of China where few people have ever ventured. Following the stories of three animal families, the film transports audiences to some of the most extreme environments on Earth to witness some of the most intimate moments ever captured in a nature film. A doting panda bear mother guides her growing baby as she begins to explore and seek independence. A two-year-old golden monkey, who feels displaced by his new baby sister, joins up with a group of free-spirited outcasts. And a mother snow leopard, an elusive animal rarely caught on camera, faces the very real drama of raising her two cubs in one of the harshest and most unforgiving environments on the planet. Featuring stunning, never-before-seen imagery, the film navigates China's vast terrain from the frigid mountains to the heart of the bamboo forest, on the wings of red-crowed cranes, seamlessly tying the extraordinary tales together. Rated G, of course. Those in Rotten Tomatoes, the audience is at 85%, the critics at 67%. Owen Gleiberman of Variety, a gently stirring doc about pandas, snow leopards, and golden monkeys in the China wild, traces the circle of life and death. Alonso Durald of The Wrap said, "While the storytelling here has significant weaknesses, it's hard to stay mad at any movie that offers so many close-ups of an insanely adorable baby panda." Smurfs, The Lost Village. In this fully animated, all-new take on the Smurfs, a mysterious map sets Smurfette and her best friend Brainy, Clumsy, and Hefty on an exciting and thrilling race through the Forbidden Forest filled with magical creatures to find a mysterious lost village before the evil wizard Gargamel does. Embarking on a roller coaster journey full of action and danger, the Smurfs are on course that leads to the discovery of the biggest secret in Smurf history. Rated PG, Rotten Tomato critics at 40%. Flixster users at 73%. Ghost in the Shell. In the near future, Major, played by Scarlett Johansson, is the first of her kind, a human saved from a terrible crash, who is a cyber-enhanced to be the perfect soldier devoted to stopping the world's most dangerous criminals. When terrorism reaches a new level that includes the ability to hack into people's minds and control them, Major is uniquely qualified to stop it. As she prepares to face a new enemy, Major discovers that she's been lied to. Her past was not saved, it was stolen. Directed by Rupert Sanders, those that want to see this at 97%. Anthony Lane of The New Yorker said, "Sadly, as the plot proceeds, Sanders begins to duck bothersome concepts. He picks a more sentimental path, which leads Major, following the example of Jason Bourne, on a quest of discovery on who she truly is." James Bernardelli of Real Views said Ghost in a Shell is a visually compelling but stone deaf. Kong Skull Island. Kong Skull Island reimages the original mythic Kong in a compelling original adventure from director Jordan Boat Roberts, who did The King of Summer. In this film, a diverse team of explorers is brought together to venture deep into the uncharted islands in the Pacific, a beautiful as it is treacherous, unaware that they're crossing into the domain of the mythic Kong. Rotten Tomato critics at 83%, those in the audience at 98%. The consensus was that it offers exhilarating eye candy, solid acting, and a fast-paced story Kong Skull Island earns its spot in the movie monster mythos without ever matching up to the classic original. The Shack. Based on the New York Times best-selling novel, The Shack takes us on a father's uplifting spiritual journey. After suffering a family tragedy, Mac Phillips, played by Sam Worthington, spirals into a deep depression, causing him to question his innermost beliefs. Facing a crisis of faith, he receives a mysterious letter urging him to an abandoned shack deep in the Oregon wilderness. Despite his doubts, Mac journeys to the shack and encounters an enigmatic trio of strangers led by a woman named Papa, played by Octavia Spencer. Through this meeting, Mac finds important truths that will transform his understanding of his tragedy and change his life forever. Rated PG-13. Those in the audience that wanted to see this at 91%. Katie Walsh of Tribune News Services says that if Octavia Spencer is God, then Lord, take me to church. Chris Nathotby of Entertainment Weekly said, it's one of those movies where you either decide to give it right away or sob for 2 hours straight, or opt to fight it while your resentment slowly simmers to a rolling boil. The top DVD rentals for the week, Rupture, was unrated. Rupture follows Renee Morgan, played by Naomi Rapace, a single mom who is deathly terrified of spiders. While en route to meet up with a friend, she is violently abducted by a group of strangers. After enduring intense yet strange questioning and examination, some about her fear of spiders, Renee soon discovers that she is now the subject of an underground experiment. La La Land, written and directed by Academy Award nominee Damien Chazelle, La La Land tells the story of Mia, played by Emma Stone, an aspiring actress, and Sebastian, played by Ryan Gosling, a dedicated jazz musician, who are struggling to make ends meet in a city known for crushing hopes and breaking hearts. Rated PG-13. Underworld Blood Wars, the next installment in the blockbuster franchise Underworld Blood Wars, follows the vampire death dealer, played by Kate Beckinsale, as she fends off brutal attacks from both the Lycan clan and the vampire factions that betrayed her. The Girl with All the Gifts. The near future humanity has all but destroyed by a mutated fungal disease that eradicates free will and turns its victim into flesh-eating hungries. Maybe that's all you need to know about that one. Finally, number 5 on the rental list, The Bye-Bye Man. People commit unthinkable acts every day. Time and time again, we grapple to understand what drives a person to do such terrible things. But what if all the questions we're asking are wrong? What if the cause of all evil is not a matter of what, but who? Rated PG-13. That's all the time we have for today. For instructions on how to access audio description for shows and rented movies on your home television, check out the podcast entitled Audio Description Where and How. That podcast is available on the TRRS website at triangleReadingService.org. Thank you for tuning in to Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I'm your host, Charles Wayne Christensen. This has been recorded for visually and print-impaired audiences for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For more information about this program or phone numbers for theaters, you can contact TRRS at 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening.